Are you a mom who sometimes feels like you're struggling to keep up? Do you feel like you're the only one who's dealing with challenges of modern motherhood? If so, then you need to check out Modern Mom Probs podcast with host Tara Clark. On her weekly podcast, Tara brings you solutions for the modern mom problems we're all faced with, or at least she and her guests have fun trying. Every week, Tara brings in amazing guests who are experts in their respective areas, from therapists to best-selling authors. Tara and her guests discuss real, relatable challenges faced by modern moms, whether they're everyday parenting struggles or serious issues like maternal mental health, infertility, and body image. If you're a new mom or a seasoned pro, the Modern Mom Probs podcast is for you. It's here for you to help you feel less alone, more supported, and more confident in your parenting journey. So if you're a mom who's looking for a little help and some laughs, then subscribe to Modern Moms Probs podcast today. Modern Mom Probs is more than just a podcast. It's a community of moms who are there for each other. And it's available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Subscribe today and join the conversation. I'm Samantha Mollen.
And I'm Cottie Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows? Okay.
Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But you do too.
My thing's always been about recovery.
Okay.
It's always been about...
Explain.
Like, when you think... And I know the people that are listening don't know who I am too much. My name's Bert. I'm Cottie's older brother. But, like, I am a guy who stays out and parties every night when I'm on the road until well after you should be. However, I get up early. I have a pretty thriving business. I have a successful tour, mm-hmm. successful Netflix special. I have a few of them, a successful Netflix special, a movie out. I have a telephone show in development. I have three podcasts. One of the podcasts is one of the biggest podcasts in comedy in the world. And I work every day, all day long. From the second I get up early every morning and I work all day long. And then at night, I like to drink. The drinking, no one ever sees me drunk. They never, I mean, like, they do sometimes, but, like, you don't see me drunk on stage. I'm not drunk on stage falling down.
Yeah.
Me drinking is never, I could quit drinking and no one would notice. I mm-hmm. just tell people I still drank, no one would notice.
Yeah.
But if I stopped recovering, people would notice.
Yeah.
Like, if I stopped getting up early, working out, sauning polar plunge, drinking water, drinking liquid IV, all the shit I do.
Because you go so hard.
Yeah, you'd notice and you'd go, wow, what happened to Bert? I it's not the drinking. And so, like, so
that's
I love, I would love, you know, I've always tethered to things I love. So, like, I have my own line of flip-flops because I love good flip-flops. I love
it.
I only join in with companies I like. So, like, there was a company that I met on the road. Mm-hmm. They sent me some cases of their product.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked their sparkling water. I didn't really understand their flat water. And then one day I was sitting on the couch and I was thirsty and I got a case of Liquid Death and I noticed that I could drink it very fast and that I'd stay hydrated because when I took one can, I didn't sip it. I just killed it. And I went, wow. And then I thought I would love to be a part of that company and I would love to help them market their product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out and so then we bought into Liquid Death. Same thing with Olipop.
It was the flat that got you?
It was the flat that got me.
Did you help write the Murder Your Thirst thing?
No. This is all them. They're a brilliant company.
So smart.
Their branding is all them.
Yeah.
But I noticed that I would sit there and I would, instead of just going like this, because who does that to a beer other than a cop, right? Who does that to a beer? Who sits and goes... Yeah, no, keep telling me your story. You fucking chug a beer. You go,
I don't. See, that's what I, for me, it's the can, I never get through the can. I get halfway.
Oh, you don't?
Oh.
It has to be
first
ice
of all,
cold.
I very seldomly one sip a can. I swear to God, I drink like this.
I can't. Wow.
That's impressive.
Jerron would be impressed. He loves to pound water.
Does
I love
really?
Every time I'm like every time I look at you like pounding water. He's like, "Is that a problem?" I'm
it's
like,
"It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your kidneys."
To pound it?
It's great for your liver. It's great for water's fucking amazing
water,
for you.
In general, or pounding water?
No, I don't know. Pounding water's not. I don't think
they say pounding. No,
they say pounding. No.
No.
But recovery is my brand.
I like
that's
that.
The shit I like.
Interesting. I wouldn't necessarily think that about.
I know no one does, but I'm always like looking for a biohack to get. Like right now, I'm on. I went to Rogan's doctor in
oh yeah
I've been doing stem cells.
Didn't Cottie go with you?
Oh, last year I did.
Or your parents went with you?
My parents, yeah. And I went to Rogan's doctor, gave them my blood work. They took a look at my blood work and said, "Here's how we can fix it." And so they put me on a protocol to level me out. I've been on that protocol for about 3 months now, and I feel fantastic. Meaning I feel great. I would think I think that is the next generation of wellness. Wait,
we talked about that. Where I go, it's so weird to try to figure out who you're going to trust, because I said to Samantha, I go, it's the equivalent. You've got these like futuristic doctors that are all about longevity and optimal health. And then you have old school medicine.
Don't fuck with the balance.
Exactly. Where you go, it's hard to, it's like deciding which plane to get on. Are you in SpaceX? Are you going with American that's got like 100 years behind it?
Yeah. Well, it's.
That's what I wonder. How many things, like, is it a supplement thing? Is it like the stem cell thing, like that you do once a year? Like what, like just like loosely, like in what is the program?
I did. So I was doing stem cells anytime I went there. Okay. Anytime I went to Austin, I do stem cells.
Like baby stem cells?
I think that's the only kind. I think that's the only kind, right?
Yeah.
Aborted fetuses? I wanted really clean. I wanted single mother aborted fetuses. And I didn't want like a couple that just didn't want it.
Dot's not going to like that one.
Dot's going to laugh.
We're down to three.
We're down to three.
Boobles, I'm sorry.
And then I started getting intravenous stem cells. And basically, stem cells just go, this is
wait,
like.
What were you doing before intravenous?
I was just doing them in my. I had an injured elbow, so they just shoot them locally into my
popping
elbow.
Them intravenous. I'm pretty sure that's called a transfusion.
Yeah,
you did a blood transfusion.
I did a transfusion.
No, that's what I would. That's what I would think when you say
intravenous
stem cells.
Is they go into your vein and they shoot stem cells into your vein, and then it travels to your body and finds places that need help, and it goes to that to help heal it.
Well, you're in luck. I have so many stem cells in a freezer.
Did you save your cord blood?
How can I use your stem cells?
Well, you need to use mine. You can use mine like if you get like bone cancer or something.
Siblings can.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. You can't though or something, right?
I can't, but you and Annie, if you guys are terminally ill, it's like I'm your new cover.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and then you guys can reimburse me my $6,000.
Was that what you cost?
You have to continue.
You have to have someone in the room during your delivery to take it and put it on ice and go straight to
them. We didn't have the money to get stem cells.
I remember.
I didn't spring for it either.
A lot of people don't.
I could be using my own stem cells too.
Well, I don't
think so.
You're better off with your babies. So this is what happened to me. Is I was going to Rogan's guy. I was getting stem cells. I always felt like sketchy because I was like, I know Rogan will do anything. Like, he doesn't care. He'll roll the dice. Except, like, he took ivermectin. Like, he'll do.
What is that?
That's the horse drug.
Horse tranquilizer for COVID.
COVID.
Oh. Like, he didn't get vaccinated, but by the way, if he heard this, if Rogan's your sixth, fifth listener, and he hears this, he's going to be like, first of all, it wasn't fucking horse tranquilizer. Stop it. But
it was Roundup.
But so I was going to Rogan's guy, and I was meeting with him, and I was doing IVs, and I was doing stem cells. And then they said, you know, you got to give us your blood work and let's get you on a protocol. And I was like, I don't know. Because I knew testosterone would be a part of it. And I was like, I don't want to do testosterone. And then I talked to my cardiologist the last time I went in. And he said, how's your testosterone? I said, it's fucking brutally low. And he went, really? And I said, yeah, I've had it tested before and it's really bad. But we should test it again. And he goes, you know, you may want to consider getting on testosterone. I said, why? And he goes, it'll repair your liver. And I went, that's all you had to say. Called Rogan's guy the next day. I said, I'm sending over my blood work. Get me on testosterone. And so they put me on same amount of testosterone Tom's on. And it's
Tom's like logging off.
Tom and Dot are gone.
Tom and Dot are gone. Doc says, he's friends with Rogan.
So what? So now you pop it every day, like in like a pill?
I haven't shot it yet. No, I shoot it in my ass.
Oh, okay.
I shoot a needle in my ass.
And do you feel like ragey? Do you feel like a little like
Never, I don't feel rage, but I will tell you I'm considerably more muscular than I've ever been.
That's what I was
strong.
Gonna ask. That was my next question.
I'm so strong right now.
Yeah.
And I mean this, I hope this is streaming downstairs and Pete can hear this. There was a second when I wasn't on testosterone, that Pete and I were always the same amount of strength, identical strength, and now I am way past him.
Oh, me too.
Like, oh, Pete's listening. listening.
I do too.
He's gonna come walking up. First of all, big guy.
I haven't seen Pete.
We worked out with Pete today.
Have I seen him since I've been here?
Yeah. No, okay. He doesn't come in on Fridays.
But they wanted to. They wanted
Can
to get
leave
you
him today.
Such a dick.
Is that true? Does he not?
He was like, "Well, I mean, buddy, everyone's kind of used to not coming in on Fridays." Bert's like, "I'm here for the first time in 6 months."
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, summer Fridays."
So when you're here, are you here every day at this location?
I love being here.
Yeah.
I like this house better than
you know,
my
I was
house.
Watching yeah. this house, yeah. right?
Yeah, she just told me that.
You
I'm
guys
like,
bought
did you
it
tell
out
him?
From under me.
No, shut up. Here's the thing. It's almost like everything changed, but everyone still wants it to stay the same a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, because to do that in comedy, I mean, there's guys that are so funny that can't get work because they don't have a TikTok following. And then you see, and then you see guys who have a TikTok following. I mean, who are blowing or changing the game? Matt Rife changed the game in comedy, and now
on
everyone's
TikTok.
He's on TikTok.
How do you manage all of those outlets? Like, do you just do your content, and then you have somebody blast it to all of these different channels?
All I care about, the only thing I ever really cared about was the creative part of it. I never really cared about. I don't care about algorithms. I don't care about what time to post. All that stuff kind of stressed
it's
me
just,
out.
Yeah, it's so stressful to try and like. And now there's Threads. I mean, like, there's just so many, like, outlets.
Did you
it's
do
like,
Threads?
No, but Jenny did. My sister did. And it's like, I'm just like, how do you, like, in my mind, it just feels like it takes away from the creative. So I feel like you have to focus on one part of it and then let, I don't know, do you have just people who do it?
I did it myself for a long time.
Yeah.
I did it myself.
Yeah.
And that was the fun. That was really the fun. My favorite story about that. Halston, do you have the video of the American flag Speedo? Do you have? Can you find that online? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Don't you feel
like
it's crazy making trying to like keep up with all like? Oh, did I post it on TikTok or did I do it on?
Oh, I post everything on TikTok. Well, I have someone who runs all of it for me.
That's what I mean. So you just do the creative and they blast it to the channels.
But my favorite story is back when I was doing my own content.
Yeah,
I was shooting, editing, and all of it.
Uh-huh.
And we just go over to the Hayslips. I get all the kids. I bring them all shirts.
Yeah,
Stephen Fromkin sat in the back of a truck with a GoPro.
Yeah.
On a pool stick.
This
and we
amazing.
Just shot this ourselves, and I did the pre-sale code. I put that content.
Yeah,
I did all of this myself.
Yeah,
my favorite story ever, and this is my
That's
favorite
cool.
promo I've ever shot was me. I think I was in Cleveland or somewhere, and they had added a late Thursday, a late Friday, a third show Friday, and a third show Saturday. And they were like, and they go, they're on sale. Can you promote them? And I was like, fuck. And so I went and it was Wednesday night. I was leaving the next morning. And they said, you need a video to post tomorrow morning to announce your show, second show tomorrow. I was like, fuck. So I went and I said, girls, real quick, Georgia, can you work the drone? Leanne, take the leaf blower. Isla,
oh,
here's
I
the
remember
hose.
This one.
And
it
I
was
stood
so
in the
good.
Front yard with an American flag and a Speedo. I didn't say a word. Isla had the hose on mist. Leanne had the leaf blower, so it was blowing me and the American flag and all the mist. And Georgia just, all I had her do was just pull the drone back to reveal that it was my entire family doing all of it.
And that was the best
wow.
one.
That was my favorite one I've ever done.
That
was my
was
favorite.
The best one you did.
Like,
yeah.
It's so much work, but
Larry,
I love it.
The cable
it.
Guy called me that next day. I barely knew him. And he was like, buddy, that video made me feel things. He goes, like, that was a cool
that was a great
video.
One.
And he goes, how did your tickets sell? I was like, I sold out all the shows. And
that's
and
incredible
so,
when you can see it like so like
oh,
exactly
oh.
like
well,
into
you know the dancing one, right?
I'm obsessed with
the
that
Speedo
one.
Dancing
yeah.
one.
Oh wait, no, the dancing one like at the dance studio. That's
at the dance studio within
yeah.
the Speedo.
Yeah.
Where I rip off my
yeah, that's one of my faves.
So that one was a game changer for me.
What was that for?
So
was that just
we had done Sober October. This
I
is a girl named D Glazer. And me and Georgia would share her videos back and forth. We would share her dance videos, me and the girls. And then so I was really obsessed with her hip hop dancing. This is so stupid.
I love it.
So
it just makes me happy.
So I was getting ready to do the body shots. Yeah. And so we were getting ready to do Sober October. We were getting ready to do Sober October, and we always do a challenge. And I said to them, now I knew I had a world tour to announce.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, do you guys want to do hip hop dancing? And they were like, no. And I said, that should be our challenge. We'll all learn a scheduled dance. So at this part, I said, can you give me a shot with some space on the right at the very end of the dance?
Yeah.
So I can scroll dates.
Oh, and genius. This was your idea.
And so I said, I said we should do a hip hop dance, and no one wanted to do it. And I was like, fine, fuck it, I'll do it myself. I'll just do it myself, and I'll post it, and it'll be something fun.
Who do you mean, no one? Like the other comics on
Rogan,
your tour?
Rogan, Ari, and Tom.
Oh,
and so I
is
called
Rogan
D-Glazer.
A comedian?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Rogan.
So, there he goes again.
He's
right,
he's not listening now. He's like, first ivermectin. Now
Rogan,
this.
I love you.
And okay. So I hired D-Glazer for $1,200 to teach me a dance. She choreographed it. Taught it to me. I took two classes with her, and then I did it. I shot it, and I thought I'd just post it. And at the very last minute, I thought, "Can you do some dancing with me on this, with some space on the side, so I can scroll some dates?" And I posted it with that on the end, and it sold out the entire tour. The entire tour sold out in like one day. The entire tour sold out, and we added second shows the next day.
You're like, you're welcome.
And then
guys,
that entire thing sold out.
I'd be such a lazy comedian. I'd be like, great, we're done.
There's a lot of people
late
who do
show
that.
Added, no thanks.
Yeah. And then Tom did a rebuttal video, that a rebuttal dance video where he spent like $40,000 doing and hired
and
a director. And then he sold out all his tours.
Oh.
And so I was like, wow.
Oh, did you see
Cotty, do we need to do a hip hop video?
Have you seen Tom's? Have you seen Tom's?
No.
Oh my God.
Here, grab
Tom's
the headsets. Tom's is really good.
Is this Tom's?
Grab the headsets. Yeah. This is Tom's.
His poor wife.
Here.
He has a wife? Look at his little peepee. This guy's definitely racist, right?
He probably stinks too.
Hey, Tom Segura. You've been dancing your whole life.
I know.
Show this fool up.
Walk up in the thing. I be on my game. If it's competition.
Stop it.
Watch me.
Is that you?
It's he tricked me into doing a CGI. I didn't know he.
I was like, that looks not real. The real you.
Fuck you, Bert.
Yours is better. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, and then he stabs me.
He stabs him.
That's Tom's sense of humor. But
so dark.
But then, so and, dark. Then and then I started. I started realizing. I started realizing you could use these promos to fucking. To sell tickets. Like I was doing promos to sell tickets, but I was like, well, if you invest a little money, you can get a bigger promo. And then we hired a marching band to come to the house, and we did a marching band.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Hang on. Play
our
the music.
Darling into it.
Look at Isla.
That was the best one.
Look at baby eye.
It's so good.
That was the biggest fight.
I love it.
That was
it.
The
it,
biggest
it is
fight.
Like, it
the
is
girls
like...
were doing homework, and I pulled everyone out of homework, and I made them. And that when you see that first, hit play for a second. When you see this first part, look at how unhappy Leanne is. Look at how unhappy Isla is. Look at her Isla's face.
Where's
it's like,
Georgia?
Look at this. She's operating
Manning
the drone.
The drone.
Oh,
look at
duh.
Leanne. She could give two fucks. She's like, get me the fuck out of here.
Oh my God, it looks so different without the gate.
Oh no. But yeah,
it is deep. It's like it's funny, but it also like it's like sort of very American and
America.
I don't know. It makes you interested for sure. I like it.
It's I enjoy that this part of it, but it's the game has changed.
Yeah.
So like when you look at the writers, it's like I don't even know. You know, it's crazy. Studios have changed. You know, fucking everything's changed. Everything's changed so much that it's like the studios have to realize they're gonna have to renegotiate. But I think everything needs to go smaller. I think that's. Yeah. I mean, I think it needs to go back to like those. You ever hear those? Those Mormons that do microloans in Sierra Leone?
No.
I might have made this up, but like
Mormons like are it. Big
into, it tracks.
Mormons are really big into microloans.
Okay.
So like they'll send over $5,000.
And microdosing?
And then they'll give a lady like $100 to make hats.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah,
for
$100
she can make hats, and then she can make $200.
Yes.
So she pays back the $100 plus $10, and then the Mormons...
This feels shifty.
So we should just tear it down and start from scratch. Start small.
See, we've got to get to the topic at hand.
Yeah, let's get back to... Okay, so you're all 40 about pounds. You're all about recovery. So
yes.
The question is, but you enjoy like partying just as much as the recovery,
yeah.
Or no?
No, yeah, I do.
You do?
Sam starts slow rolling wine at like 3 o'clock every day.
Really?
Oh,
but Connie
said
she's never seen me drunk.
I've never seen
and
either.
She thinks
of you
I need to be an adult and start drinking clear alcohol instead of wine.
She'll open a bottle of wine and fucking Dron sober, so that sucks.
He's not, but like he doesn't
pretty much.
He's just like does not have like an addictive personality. Like if you were like you can't drink or do anything for a year, he'd be like, okay.
Mike's the same way. He's like, all right.
Or if you told him he had to drink every night, he'd be like, okay.
Really?
He's fine. Like he doesn't.
Leanne's like that.
He'll go either way. Like he'll.
But
go
he doesn't
way.
Come home. He would come home and snack before start drinking. Me, I just want to drink.
He
would much rather drink
water.
Than yeah. snack.
So, but the question is, like, is it attainable to like have both and to like feel good and to and not feel
yeah.
like a horrible person?
Yeah, no,
and,
I do it.
Yeah,
it's yeah. okay. Here's the deal: you're never gonna like waking up. That's let's just start there.
Sober.
Ever. No, ever.
No, like
waking up
after.
Sucks. Sober?
Oh, in
not
general.
Sober. Waking up sucks.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So once you swallow that pill
okay.
and realize that period before you get your first coffee, that area, you got to get through that mm-hmm. and you can't listen to any of the voices in your head.
Yeah.
You can't listen to any of the fucking voices that
shouldn't
go,
have said that. What did I do last night? Yeah.
Oh my God. No, you can't listen to any of the voices in your head.
Yeah.
And you just got to get into the gym first thing. You got to get in the gym
uh-huh.
and you've got to push it like you think you're going to have a stroke.
Yeah, but don't you ever wonder what your results would be like if you were clear going into that?
Yeah, but I don't know if I... Yeah, but I don't know.
It's not worth it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but...
You know, it's funny. Every time I stop drinking, I have a connection to when I didn't drink. Like, I remember the guy I was when I didn't drink.
When was that?
It was like
high
school.
And do you feel, like, more connected to that? Or like, do you
no,
long
I can only,
to
I can
be...
Only, I can only analogize it as... One time I lost my beard. I had to shave for a bet. I shaved my beard off, and I hadn't seen my face without a beard in a long time. And when I saw it, I went. It was like seeing an old friend. I was like, I have not seen you in forever. And he was just giggling.
That's how Samantha was for the month of January.
What?
When you stopped drinking?
Oh,
she stopped for a full month because her cholesterol or triglycerides. What was off?
Triglycerides or the fucking.
It was the. The LDL, is that the bad one?
Yeah.
The LDL is the bad one? Yeah, it was, well, the total was high too, but the good was high and the bad was high. And I don't know, no doctor, nobody has ever like made that connection. Like, oh, like it's drinking, like never. No one's ever made that connection.
Look at that guy. Do you know that guy, Cotty?
Oh my God, so skinny.
Jesus.
Look at how big my teeth are. Like I haven't seen that guy.
Oh, you grew into your teeth.
Did you drink there or what was happening there?
I was a first sober October. No. Oh, that was that was I was drinking then.
Oh.
I was just 220.
So bottom line, I stopped drinking for a month. My total went down like 70 points. Cotty kept being like, "Oh, good luck. It's gonna be 5 points."
I was like, "It's
like,
not gonna budge."
Literally 70 points. My doctor was because I just said, "Will you call the labs? I just want to just do." She's like, and she was like, "What did you do? Like, what did you do?" And I was like, "I didn't like drink. I didn't change anything else."
Really? It's just booze.
That shows you how much she drinks.
But I don't know how much of it's genetics or whatever, but like, yes, like I did
a lot
it just
of it's genetics.
As
like
an
cancer,
experiment.
Cancer's just genetics. I
yeah.
Hear.
I don't know.
I hear. Wow, this is.
But then after I did that experiment, I was like, okay, back to my normal life. I don't know. But
yeah. I, that's the thing is I do sober October every year and every year. And this year I went sober well past it. I drank on my birthday.
Yeah.
But then I went back on the wagon and I didn't drink until Thanksgiving. Or not Thanksgiving, but right before Thanksgiving when I did my special.
So how long was that?
Just another 22 days.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Did you feel like really like snatched?
No, I didn't feel great.
You didn't?
Well, I also got COVID.
Oh.
But you know what? It's like, I just want to set boundaries. I am really bad with the boundaries where I'm like.
But okay.
At least you have a reason to drink every night. Imagine sitting in your living room going, here we go again.
That's my favorite place to be.
Oh, of course. I don't want to be anywhere else.
After you do the dry January or whatever, do you then go, do you like slow roll out? Like where you're like, oh, I can kind of feel like.
I threw up at my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I threw up from drinking too much.
Okay.
I was drinking every morning and every evening. I was a nightmare.
Like right after. Because you were like.
It was my birthday weekend.
Okay.
So Terranea.
Yeah, we went down to Terranea and I was playing golf and drinking every day.
Wait, when is your birthday?
November 3rd.
Oh.
And so I drank, but I quit drinking again.
Oh, you do dry October.
Sober October.
Sober October, sorry.
Yeah. And so I don't think I'm going to do it this year because my cruise is during October and I'm not going to fucking not drink on my cruise.
But,
you have to
do
it.
What cruise? Like a vacation cruise or like a work
I may start
cruise?
It 3 days earlier.
Start it 3 days earlier and then.
Yeah.
What's the cruise?
You want to go?
Fully loaded at sea. It's like my festival I produce in the summers.
Yeah.
But we're doing it on a cruise ship.
Are you going?
No, you can take the kids though. It's over Halloween. They'll do trick or treating.
I mean, stop.
Is it over Halloween?
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm not going.
It's
going
to be fucking.
I know.
Are your parents
so
going?
So much fun.
Fuck no.
No. No, it's sold out in like a couple days.
But you'll be on a cruise ship with all your fans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. What are you going to do?
I should bring you guys this podcast.
Are you going to hide?
Have you guys performed? No.
Have you performed?
Whoa. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you scared? This is like a new thing for you. Are you scared?
Yeah, no, not scared. I'm excited.
Okay. How many people?
I think
4,000.
4,000.
Is that all? How many days? Oh, I see. Okay.
We leave out of Miami on the 27th.
Okay. Where'd you get all these people?
Oh,
on a beach?
I have no fucking
idea. Or you just took like B-roll from a Carnival cruise
line? Like that. What's that thing that never happened? The festival that never happened? Fire festival?
Fire fest, yeah.
Fry?
Was it fry or fire?
Fire. Thank you.
You
got bologna sandwiches.
You've been schooling me all day now. I just schooled you.
It's Sancerre. Sancerre, isn't it, Bert?
Sancerre or Sancerre?
It's not Sancerre.
I don't even know what you're talking
the
about.
The wine. You can't even weigh in on that.
I've never heard of this wine.
Jesus. He's drinking diabetic wine.
I drink really? Low sugar wine.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow's?
I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who doesn't?
I do. She's got,
so beautiful.
She does infrared saunas.
Yes.
And she does a thing where she takes a brush and combs all of her body.
Yeah, dry brushing.
Dry brushing.
Yeah, Sam does all this.
Yeah. I did it once and it made me itchy as fuck.
It kind of hurts, but in a good way.
It kind of hurts.
But I forget to do it. And you know when I don't do it? When I spray tan, then I'm like, I can't dry brush now because I'm spray tanned.
The Leanne spray tanning for the first time next week.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, Monday.
Well, she's going to
She's nervous.
Fire.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know what I'm giving her to wear?
Where's she going?
She's going to he's getting an award at Just for Laughs, Comedian of the Year. And so I'm helping style her.
Oh, amazing.
We should style Bert and Leanne, me and you.
Yeah, you should.
Let's.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to do it for the festival?
I had some notes about a few of your outfits on this press tour, I feel like.
Let's do it. Shall we?
Sure.
Yeah.
Where was this shirt? The shirt you were wearing last night, where was that, James?
They said... James Purse. You
so
got it from
I
me a long time
him
ago.
To James
I know it's all the only t-shirt I'll wear.
Yeah.
Geron too.
It's my only t-shirt.
Yeah.
Leanne they called today and asked Leanne how dark she wanted and I put
double dark.
Oh, everyone makes this mistake. Mike made the mistake. I said when you walk in, say you want triple dark.
What?
Okay.
Someone coming to her or is she going somewhere?
So my girl Natalie
okay
is going to her and she sets up a pop-up tent and sprays you outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to get spray tan, too.
You have
you
to.
Should.
Your eyes are going to be electric. It's going to be...
God, last time I spray tan, it's like your teeth look like they're coming out of your face. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I should trim my beard real... Did they do your face?
Yeah, of course.
How?
They just spray. You just hold your breath and they spray your
so
face.
So Mike went in to get a spray tan.
You go like this and you get lines all in your face?
They blend it. They have a brush.
But you got to go arms up or else you're going to get like... lines.
Wait,
is this whole enamel thing? Do you have this tooth thing like your sister? Yeah. Everyone does?
We all do.
Okay, because I question it. I always think she's like making it up.
There's a lot of things about our family that people think we're making up.
Okay, fair enough. Same.
Like my dad introduced me to showering in a pool, and I can't stop doing it.
In the pool?
I shower in the pool all the time. Like I have shampoo by the pool, and he does it in his pool.
This is one I haven't heard. Wait, so you just like you rinse in the pool and the chlorine water?
You get in the pool, and then you take shampoo and wash your hair.
There's like a bottle of Pantene next to every pool.
And you're cool with the chlorine?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's a pool shower.
Duron lobbied to get a shower head outside of our pool, and I was like, this is so ridiculous. We won't never use it.
It's so great.
It's like so easy. I throw the kids in the pool, and then they rinse off. Yeah, like almost every day in the summer.
Duron's a smart man.
I know. He's a smart
man. I have an outdoor shower in my house.
But you prefer the chlorine water?
I have an outdoor shower here. Yeah. I would much rather outdoor shower. You know, for me, it's space.
Yeah.
Like, I feel fucking cramped in a shower. I feel like, I don't know, it's just it doesn't seem fun.
Yeah.
But an outdoor shower, it seems like a commitment.
Yeah, I hate showering. Yeah. Samantha never showers.
Really?
She always says this about me, but
How often do you shower? Twice a week?
No, I mean, I do baths. Now that I'm sweating every day in the sauna, I'm showering more.
Oh.
I rinse. I don't wash my head every day.
There's no point in, you know.
Why?
We both showered before we came here.
I love
here
how,
and we
like, you think I never, I must have not, I must have, like, used to not shower often.
It fascinated me.
It's in your head.
It fascinated me, and now I understand it.
Did I ever offend you?
No, never.
Okay.
You always do I great. Offend?
I don't know.
Do wait, I
okay, so let's wait, just
I, if I repeat pass it. Me some of my fucking wine.
Give her, yeah, refill. Oh.
What?
I think you're good.
Man, there is no. Have you ever been cut off on a plane, Sam?
No, but you know, I was going to Europe recently, and I kept asking for more wine, and the woman's like, "Can you drink some water?" And I was like, "I have not even popped off to you at once. Just
popped off to you.
Just give you a heads up." The answer was yes. You have been cut off on a plane.
I was kind of cut off. Water? I was like, I almost had Duron order me a glass and then hand it to me. I'm like, this is getting weird. She's like judging me.
This is getting weird.
I've had that where they. Usually on international flights where they're like,
normally.
So what I do, I mean, this is an expert move, but I travel with my own booze because I'm like, I'm not going to be beholden to you deciding if I've had too much.
I don't
know your childhood.
Dude.
I don't know your dad. I don't know what he did to you.
Yes.
So like, I'm not your dad, honey.
Yes.
I paid first class for fucking, I paid $13,000 to fly to fucking Italy.
Yes.
I'm going to drink my fucking face off.
Yeah. Treat me like JetSuite X treats me like on an hour flight where they give me like 3 vodkas.
Yeah.
They do.
They're like, you're not our problem in 13 minutes.
You don't even ask, and they're like, bring it to you.
I was on a flight to South Africa one time, and I flew to London, fine. I slept the majority of the flight, and I barely even drank.
Yeah.
Get to London, have a few drinks, get on the flight from London to South Africa, and somewhere over Sierra Leone, the guy goes, I think you've had enough. And I said, okay. And I sat with it, and I said, I have not had enough. And I
I would like to challenge you.
And I walked up to him and I said, how you doing? So we need to figure out a solution here. I said, here are our options, okay? I go, I get nervous on planes. If I drink, I'm fine. But if I can't drink, I'm not fine. Now, I have a bag that has Xanax in it, and I can take a Xanax after all that booze I've had, and we can both have a mess on our hands. Or we can collectively decide how to get me some alcohol. And he went, what if I give you one beer every hour? I went, we're great.
Why was he like withholding?
Because I was, it's before, what happens is you don't realize what you look like to someone else.
Oh.
It's like drinking on a plane is like the back of your hair.
The back of your head is
like people don't realize.
But really though, were you doing anything weird?
No, I wasn't being weird.
They just thought they had served you too many.
He served me like 6 beers.
Well, think about it. It's the equivalent of being at work, not drinking, and then serving alcohol to someone, and the whole time going, God, it's a long day. They've had a lot to drink. You know what I mean? It's different when you're sober serving someone and going, we've got 6 more hours.
I don't even need every hour. I just want like pile it on for like a bit, and then I'll
roll it.
Or the best is Qantas will get you fucked up. Like I had a Qantas flight one time, and I said to the guy up front, I said, listen, I'm just, you know, I'm a nervous flyer. I drink a lot. I just want to let you know I will not get out of control, but I just drink to go to sleep. Once I go to sleep, I'm going to want to drink again. And he goes, I gotcha. He goes, you're flying to Australia. You're going to be fine. And I went, well, it's a long flight. And he goes, I gotcha. And he came over, and he said, tonight we have three different wines, all Australian wines. The Pinot, a Cab,
and
a Malbec. And I said, I don't know. He goes, well, why don't I leave all three bottles with you? And you tell me which one you like the best when you're done. And I went, are you being serious? And he was like, you're going to be fine today. I had three fucking open bottles of wine.
Thank God. I thought he was going to make you a fishbowl.
Conscious like, for the win.
And I fucking... And by the way, I had one bottle of wine. I woke up, and then I didn't need to drink, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But like I've had...
But the fact that you knew it was there, you felt like free, that you weren't like under someone else's thumb.
So what I do now, when I travel abroad, I get a... what are those tumblers?
Hydro flask?
Hydro flask. I get a hydro flask, and I fill it. I've done this before. You go into... Especially abroad, I go to the duty free store, and I buy a bottle of Jack Daniels, and then I just fill
after
my hydro flask
through security.
After I'm through security, and then I just fill my flask with Jack Daniels, and then and
ew,
by the way,
of all things,
Jack Daniels, Jackie.
I can fill.
I'd at least
wine.
Fill it with like Patron.
I did it with wine in.
Okay, well that's a waste.
What?
Filling a hydro flask with wine. Why? So you can have a glass and a half.
Oh, no. What do you
mean? Are we thinking about a
flask? He did like a 40-ouncer.
No. A fucking big one.
I already knew
like
you did
64 a big one.
I did two bottles of wine in PDF. Portland. We flew out of Portland. I went and got a bottle. It was a $100 bottle of Pinot. They had a wine store. They didn't serve wine. So I said, can I open this in the thing? And they're like, you're not supposed to, but everyone does. So I opened it. Went back and got another. And I just poured it in my thing. And I was like... I'm good. Because my thing is like, if you're going to cut me off, we're going to have a problem. Mm. But if I know I have access, I don't actually need to drink
this
at all sometimes.
This is, I agree, 100%. It's the access thing. When you don't have access, you're like, excuse me, like, I'll order another one even if I don't want to drink it, just so I know that I have it.
Yeah.
Right? Samantha, you are tugging a tiger's tail with cutting off access for you.
I don't want
That's
to be
where
cut
you
off access.
Go. That's where Samantha digs in. Is like, all right, we're going down.
No, we're going down.
We're going down.
I have a hard time.
Same.
I have a hard time understanding. Like, what's great now is I have a viral clip about me saying I'll never quit drinking. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yes, you have.
I don't think so.
I think you have.
I want to see it.
It's It's been a little problematic. Is this it, Halston?
Why? Because then people think that you're like, you have like major issues.
Well, no. This is why. I'll tell you why when you watch it. Okay. I will never quit drinking. I will always make sure that I can keep my body healthy enough so that I can always drink. I love seeing a sunrise with a cocktail, seeing a sunset with a cocktail, having friends walk into your house with a bottle of wine, getting on a plane. Can I get you something? Double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks. I love the moment someone says, hey, we should get a drink, and you're not supposed to. That feeling, it's like a first kiss. You don't get that first kiss when you're married. You get to have those first drinks. At a brunch, someone goes, should we do mimosas? And then the waiter goes, actually, we have bottomless mimosas. And you're like, this is going to be the best day ever.
I think I love you. That was beautiful.
So what?
I have not seen that.
So the best part of that is when I get on planes now, if it's a dude flight attendant, they have a double Jack in the Rocks waiting for me.
They know.
Because they see my name demo. And they're like, shut the fuck
when
up.
When did you start drinking that?
Double Jack on the Rocks.
I would
rocks.
Do a double so Jack on the Rocks on a plane.
You can't.
Fuck yeah.
I don't want. Here's the deal. I need
fuck
to.
Yeah.
I want to. This is going to. I'm going to sound like a fucking lunatic. I want to quantify how much alcohol is in there. I have a problem when I order a beer and they pour it in a glass. I go, hold on. Where's the rest of that beer? Okay. I want the rest of the beer.
Sounds like you have a problem.
I want the rest of the beer. I don't want you to pour it in my glass. And then what, you throw it away? Is there still beer in there? I want the beer. I want the full fucking beer. I don't want half a fucking beer. Yeah. And if I go, can I get a vodka soda double? They go, sure. And then they make you a single, and you're like,
that's not a double.
Yeah, that's not a double. And then I go, I need to taste the vodka. It's got to taste like medicine. Like, and so
it has to hurt a little.
It's got
to
hurt a little. It's got. I need to go into my bag and get a piece of gum to get through the rest of this. And so.
You do have fucking problems.
We have a lot in common. Yeah. This is why Teddy, the only two people Teddy doesn't want to talk to is you and Bert.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know.
He will not.
Yeah.
Because we're awesome. Teddy will not look her in the eyes.
Really?
No. Oh. Except once when he got stung by a bee and she came at him with tweezers. He was like, Sammy, no, it's me, Sammy, it's me.
The one time that he needed to like get through to me, he was like, it's me, Sammy. And I was like, he like made eye contact with me. Who are you?
Almost 6 years, she was like, oh my God, he said my name.
That was it.
I want to know how much fucking booze is in the cup.
I can qualify it
when you do a double Jack on the Rocks. I know what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
And they always have Jack. They always have Jack.
It's solid.
It's a solid. Yeah. It's a solid morning drink. It's solid. It covers all bases.
It really does.
Said no one.
I never drink Jack other than on a plane.
It's a perfect. It's a perfect time and a place. I agree.
And you got to. I was on a flight one time. Have you ever heard this story? This is when I was living in New York and I was flying back. I was just started comedy.
You lived in New York?
Yeah, I lived in New York for a minute, not very long.
Yeah.
And so I got cut off on a flight from New York to Tampa. Like, that's a 2-hour flight.
It's not a long flight.
And the lady goes, I think you've had enough. And I went, okay. I'd never been cut off before. And the guy sitting next to me goes, you're talking entirely too much. And I said, excuse me? And he goes, she cut you off not because you're drunk, because you can't stop talking to her. So, like, you're talking. Stop talking. Let me show you how this is done. And as she's walking back by, he just does this with his hand, like, waves her down, and then points to his drink, and then, like, gives her two. And she goes, and then she comes back with a double for him. And he goes, that's how it's done. This is for you. And he gave it to me, and I go, that's the fucking best advice ever. He goes, stop talking. Don't give them a reason to cut you off.
Yeah.
Just stop talking. And then I said, and then this is the best part of the story. I said, you're not drinking? And he said, no, I'm not drinking. I'm a doctor. And I said, oh. I said, really? And he goes, yeah, I have fucking tons of pills. I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, you want one? And I was like, what do you have? And he was like, I got Klonopin. I got Xanax. And I was like, fuck, I'll take a Xanax. And so me and him both eat a Xanax. And then he goes, fuck it, I'm going to have a drink. You know what? And then he comes back and he gets her another drink and she gets him another drink. And then we're over Orlando and the pilot comes on and says, we have a sick child on this plane.
No.
Is there a doctor on board? And I raise my hand and hit the bell. I go, right here. And he goes, the fuck are you doing? I go, you're a doctor. And he goes, I am fucking wasted right now. And I was like, oh. And then they came over and they're like, you're a doctor? I go, no, he is. And then he went up. Baby had a temperature of 107. And we had to do an emergency landing in Orlando. We couldn't even make it to Tampa. They turned the plane around and landed in Orlando. And they took the baby off the plane. This guy sat back down next to me. He goes, that baby's going to have fucking brain damage.
Oh, my God.
I said, really? And he goes, that's bad. He was like, he had a temperature of 107. You can't get up that high. He was like, they were doing nothing. We just fucking covered him in ice.
That's nice. Scott always tells us that you can't get brain damage. It doesn't matter how high it is.
It happened to Leanne's cousin.
Leanne brain damage from a fever? What was do you know what the virus, like, was there a specific virus that
I think it was AIDS. No, she
HIV.
I forget his name, Chucky or something. He wore
overalls and a striped shirt.
Man, if you want to talk about a guy who just lived his vices, he sat on the corner of her road. He would sit on the corner of the road like he was the grumpy old troll. Like, he'd sit on a four wheeler in like shorts, boots, knife on his pocket, tank top, sunburn as fuck, no teeth. And he had severe brain damage. I forget his name.
From a fever, really?
Do we know this? Well, it's country.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You don't know this.
It was the country.
Yeah.
Leanne knows a better story, but then he passed. He passed.
Lord. Things are taking a dark twist.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, speaking of Scott, though, have you listened to his podcast? I haven't.
Who's Scott?
Our pediatrician, but he does it with a comedian that I'm sure you would know. I forget his name.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
What?
Who is he? Is he well known? Do you like him, Bert? Do you want to talk shit?
Wait. Do Scott
Thank
Cohen
you.
Podcast?
Thank you. Fevers do not cause brain damage.
Yeah,
this is the expert
above can cause brain damage.
Above 108, it's really 108's really fucking high though.
I mean, Ted has gotten
that's like
up
meningitis.
To
yeah,
104 and a half.
The highest temperature fever I've ever had was 103 when I was a kid.
Fuck you. I bet it was higher.
Our boys have had
Ted
higher.
Goes oh, yeah, spikes. Yeah. Ted, we were in COVID and we hadn't left the house in
Type
like
in,
a year.
Type in Sebastian's parenting podcast.
Yeah.
He asked me to do it.
You're not talking about it. So do you like him?
Sebastian?
Yeah.
I love Sebastian.
Oh, is he funny?
No, I love. Yeah, he's hilarious.
But you're funnier.
No. Actually, no, I'm not.
Daddy versus Doctor.
You haven't seen this?
It's Dr. No. Scott Cohen.
Yeah, Scott's going to come on ours. But I don't know how funny he is. He's going to have to prove himself.
Oh, he's a doctor. He's not supposed to be funny.
He actually is funny.
You've got cancer.
Do you know him? He's actually kind of funny.
That's him?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was like, that.
But
I know
compared
that
to Sebastian, he's probably not like, I don't know. Who knows? He's going to be mad at me if he's one of our
Scott's
four listeners.
Fucking brilliant.
Is
I
he?
Think so.
He's brilliant.
Don't you think?
Oh my God, he's
comedian,
brilliant.
Comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco, and pediatrician
Dr.
Scott Cohen.
Cohen.
Is that the guy
he's
listening
like a
to the
famous
podcast?
The guy listening?
Is that your doctor?
Oh no, that's my dad. My dad's the doctor listening. But Scott,
our pediatrician's like famous in LA.
Yours is?
Yeah.
Dr. Scott Cohen?
Yeah. He is.
Why? What is he? What did he do?
Nothing.
He writes books and stuff.
He wrote a book.
But he's impossible to get into.
I mean, now, I think
now
that's what happens. It's like when you're a young doctor and you're building your practice, you build it up to a certain point, and then after that, it's not scalable.
Yeah.
Unless you bring in 100 other doctors.
I don't understand.
What is happening?
I have 4 days a month where I can see him.
I'm going to need to do some recon on this. What are we looking at, Bert? What are we trying to determine here?
I don't know. Boys and Dolls.
What?
I'm sure that's something about getting kids gay or something.
I think the problem is he's probably has to be too like PC.
Well, yeah,
right,
he has to.
And then that
he's a doctor, he can't just be like,
yeah. He did tell Dom, he's like, Dom, you're my favorite, at Dom's visit like 2 weeks ago. He's
wait,
like,
Dom came over to play
Dom's
today?
Like, do you know my brothers? He's like, yeah, but you're my favorite. I was like, okay.
Dom came over to play today, he's like, I don't want to go to Teddy's, he always ignores me,
never pays attention
never
to
pays
me.
Attention
go
to me.
Me either.
Yeah, don't worry, Dom. And
me
then
too.
He's like,
by the way, me too.
Yeah, he's like, wait, hold on, is Teddy's dad there? Samantha's like, no. He's like, all right, I'll go. I was like, what the fuck did
I go,
Mike
do you not
do
like
Dom?
Him? He goes, no.
He's so
never
creepy.
Even talked to
Mike
him.
Just comes up and scares the shit out of him and walks away.
But next time he sees Mike, he'll be fully like into him. It's funny. Dom has his weird hangups, but yeah, I don't know. Should we listen to this like at some point later?
What,
I don't know.
What?
I'll do some recon. I'll check it out. But you think he's funny? I don't know the comedian.
Sebastian's great.
Yeah,
he's one of the biggest comics in the world.
Yeah,
he's fucking hilarious.
And you asked him to come on?
I've had Sebastian
you've had
on.
They're
I've
like
had Sebastian
friends.
On. Yeah, we're friends.
Old friends.
I would think.
Yeah, I've known Sebastian for a long time.
It's a small like community.
They
right?
asked me to do. Yeah. I think he asked me
oh,
to do this
to
podcast.
To do that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. My kids are older.
Yeah.
All
you're like, can I smoke a cross-shaped joint?
Yeah.
Then if not, no.
Yeah, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, it's going to lean back to me because we're always talking about drinking, and be like, yeah. Well, what was your last liver panel? And you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, you that know, always kills a conversation.
It destroys a conversation.
Yeah.
Are your livers
no,
bad?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's always been fine. But it's probably a little elevated last time, but it's not
has
bad.
Has the testosterone
elevated.
Helped it?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh,
I want a bunch of stuff.
That's your goal of taking the testosterone?
Yeah, to help help repair my liver. But more importantly, I'm on other stuff to lower the sugars in my body so my liver doesn't feel it. So my whole protocol is about my liver, like just to make a healthier liver.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to quit drinking sometime in this next couple of weeks before I go to the doctor to get ready for it. You know,
yeah,
to prepare
yeah.
for the doctor.
Yeah,
so you're home for 7 weeks.
But like, what's your plan? What's your game plan?
I want to lose weight. So.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. All right, let's all a thought shower right now.
But here's the problem. I've had nothing to fucking eat today.
Yeah, because you're eating all the wrong shit.
I don't like eating during the day until like nighttime when I want the wheels to come off.
Oh, fucking the wheels came off last night.
You know, I've never forgot about your breakfast burritos that you made for us like 15 years ago.
For real? I make fucking killer breakfast burritos. Okay.
Your breakfast
burritos?
We're
talking burritos? About weight loss, guys.
Sorry.
Can
like,
we?
Like never, like indelibly etched in my mind. Literally.
That makes me feel so good.
For real.
Because the only people that say that are like people, like George's friends and Georgia. Isla fucking hates, Isla doesn't eat at all. She eats Pop-Tarts.
Isla's like a raccoon.
Yeah, Isla fucking.
That's housed inside of a large house.
You gotta live with her on a tour bus. She would literally, you'd hear from the behind the curtain, Pop-Tart. And
yeah.
Then you'd slide one in under the curtain and it would just disappear.
Like a little
and then the
wrapper
patch. Would fall out.
You're like, Isla, do you shit?
Oh, she shits.
And it's
oh,
glittery.
She shits and videos it and then it'll show it to you.
Gosh. Wait a minute. we have got to.
She took a video of this shit she took last night at the restaurant.
Oh, that's right. That's why Van got mad at her.
Yeah.
She's like, we are at dinner. And I was like, what could she have possibly shown?
It was a video of her shit.
Where were you at dinner?
Katsuya.
Katsuya. Oh.
All of you?
Yeah.
In Studio City?
Hollywood.
No, there's one.
We fancy.
I don't like that one. You know that I just.
Well, we were in a little room, like a little. Oh,
fine.
Yeah.
Private
room.
So
it wasn't bad. All right. So here's what we're going
to
do.
Talk to me.
Bert's home 7 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, Bert. Why are you home so long? This never happens.
The strike.
Is it?
I'm just kidding.
No.
That's what I was going to ask.
No. I'm taking time off.
To what do we owe this honor?
Trying to take time off.
All right. Who wants to lose weight in this circle?
I do.
I'll do anything. Really?
So what are we going to do?
Our first few podcasts.
We should weigh each other right now.
Right now. Oh, let's do a weigh-in.
And then we'll do another podcast next week.
Okay.
What if I was...
Well, hold on.
What if
no,
I could
you're
be your
traveling.
Third member of your podcast?
We would love it.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Rewind. You're going to...
Montreal
next week. So it's
Montreal.
Probably not the best time. Let's weigh
no,
in.
No, I can lose weight on the road.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have that vision. I'm like, if I leave town, I'll be a new person. I will be the best version of myself.
I have 3 very healthy days behind me. Last night was a little bit of a shit show because I ate an edible and I ate.
Oh, it was fun showing up to dinner with fucking Hollow Bones. He was just like, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? He's sitting at the end of the He's like, never mind. No one talk to me. No one look at me. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
And then the beginning of Beetlejuice, his song is, you're going to die and you can't stop it. You're going to be dead in the earth and everyone will forget about you. And I start having a panic attack.
Stop.
And I start laughing so hard. And my laugh is recognizable. And people start turning around. They're going, it's Bert Kreischer. And I'm going, ah! And I start freaking out. And Leanne's freaking out. And then I kept falling asleep in the play. So I was eating Skittles. I ate a bag of Skittles just to stay awake. And then I came home last night and was like, I'm going to get a drink. And I opened a bottle of wine, smoked a cigar in the front yard. And then...
In the front yard.
I know.
Does Leanne partake? Like, when you do that, will she come out and, like, drink wine with you?
Yeah. Lately. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leanne, I mean, you should do a podcast with Leanne.
I already talked to her last night about it.
We want to, yeah.
Oh, she is... That woman...
We got to get her toasty, though.
That woman has willfully decided to live her life. It's the craziest thing I've
ever
seen.
She really has.
She's... I mean this for real. She is genuinely inspirational because she went to Vietnam. This is her story to tell, really, you know?
You should probably not tell it then.
She went to Vietnam.
Cool. There he goes.
And
on the next episode.
You need to have Leanne on and because.
Is this something that happened to her recently?
Yeah.
It's really, it's
she
really
went,
sad.
And she.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened
in Vietnam. I'll tell you the short of it. And she decided she was going to date me. Like she was going to be my girlfriend again. And so she came home. And at the time, I was promoting the movie and I was doing all these things. So I was super busy. But in that time, she started doing things she'd never done.
Mm-hmm.
Like little things that just kind of like okay. Like I'd be like, I had press in Santa Monica early in the morning, and I was like, I don't want to deal with traffic. I'm gonna just get a hotel room. I'm gonna get a hotel room down in Santa Monica. And she's like, yeah, let's get a place at Shutters. And I was like, that's not Leanne. Like Leanne doesn't like spending money.
Yeah,
Leanne's gonna be like, why would we stay at Shutters? We just drive home. It's worth the fucking. I mean, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. And this is a little weird to tell your sister, but this is my. It's not that bad. It's not that
I'll
bad.
Put my earphones.
But
on.
She goes. I said, I was in Hollywood, and I was doing a podcast, and then she called and was like, "Hey, let's go to dinner," and I was like, "What?" She goes, "I'll drive over the hill, stay there, I'll pick you up, and we'll find a place to go to dinner," and I was like, "Okay," and then I was like, "Oh wow, that's not Lee. It's just not Leanne.
Yeah.
Leanne's like, come home. I gotta feed the dogs. Responsibility, responsibility, responsibility. The girls need this. You know." And then I was like, okay. And then she texted, fuck it, just get us a hotel room. And I'm like, huh? Like, that's not Leanne. And then we ended up, honestly, it was really cool. We ended up going to a hotel and getting dinner at the hotel and then taking
that's
naps
nice.
We were exhausted. But it was like, She is like a different, different person.
It's just nice when you can actually, like, you know, we were talking about it being so hard to, like, click into that mode. Like, even when you, like, are like, we're going to take the time and we're going to go away for a night or two. It's like, it's
we're like one person, we're here. We have 48 hours. Let's have fun.
One person's got to make, one person has to be the difference. Because I would never
totally
do that.
One person has to be in a totally like different state of mind, I mean, to then like take you with them on that.
She
like,
said we were in doing Fully Loaded, and we had to go take Isla to go look at schools, and then and we're backstage, and like I'm always up for fun, I'm always up for a good time. I'm not saying Leanne was a buzzkill, she wasn't, but she was just the voice of reason.
Yeah,
I wish she could speak for herself in this, but you can talk to her about it. But like. We are in wherever, and we got to go to Savannah, and then head to Traverse City. And my promoter says, you know, I'm going to go see Goose in Chicago on Friday or on Wednesday. I was like, fuck, I want to go see Goose. I go, do you guys want to, like, thinking the way we used to work, I'll be like, when you're done Savannah, why don't you guys just go to Traverse City? I'm going to go meet up with them in Chicago. And Leanne's like, I want to go see Goose. And I was like, huh? Leanne's never wanted to see one of my bands. I was like, what? She goes, I wouldn't mind getting into a new band. And so we started listening to Goose. We got into Goose. We went and all saw Goose. Isla, Georgia, Daisy, me, Leanne.
Oh, that's fun.
My tour bus there. And it was fun as fucking shit. And I was like, oh, one person's got to make a change. One person's got to change.
Yeah.
And lead. And she's just been leading. She's fucking.
I love it.
I'm going to be the change we need in this world.
I love it.
I'm a Debbie Downer.
I really love
it. You're not a Debbie Downer.
I'm such a Debbie Downer.
Well, you know what you got to do?
It just takes, like, one
do?
Thing.
You just got to do, this is what you should do.
What?
You should say to Mike, I've always wanted to see Calcutta.
No, I'm good.
He'd be like, yes.
If he
I've always wanted
that.
To drive to Palm Springs. That's called compromise.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to fly anywhere.
Wait, why don't you want to fly anywhere?
Are you scared of flying?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay. That's our next podcast. Can we do this again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay.
Well, I really think...
I have a lot more I want to go over with you.
I think...
Because you guys are the same human.
It's weird. I didn't really know we had so much in common.
I knew once Ted wouldn't make eye contact with either of you. There's some common thread that I don't know about.
Who produces your podcast? Is it Stampede? They have a podcast network?
They're building. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, I'll be on your podcast whenever you want me on your podcast.
Yeah,
I'll help you get numbers.
My
name will help you get numbers.
Yes.
And then you get listeners.
Yay.
And then they'll fall in love with you guys, and then they'll stay.
Dom's still in love with Isla.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Dom is in love with
Georgia and Isla get big numbers for Leanne's podcast.
Okay.
I've never had them on my podcast. Well, no, I take that back. Georgia and Whitney
Georgia
did a podcast.
Oh, Georgia and Whitney was a good one.
Did a podcast on mine. What's your sister doing now?
She has
writing books and stuff.
Another book. She's doing. I think she's making the last book into a TV show. I don't know. You know, being funny.
She just got a haircut.
Really? Yeah. Where they live in New York?
Yeah. Confusing. I was just there. I'm like, why? It seems so hard.
I wouldn't do it.
It's hard.
No. I would never.
Yeah.
Cities. Five cities you would never, for $1 million, live in. Okay. Caveat. Because you don't want to just shit on cities. I don't want to just hear someone go, Milwaukee.
No, because I can have a pool
in Delaware.
First of all, Milwaukee is fucking amazing.
Of course.
No, but I'm saying, I don't want to just people go like, shit on a city and go, fuck Tupelo, Mississippi or something. Five cities.
I wouldn't live in Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi is pretty fucking amazing, except I was in a tornado in Tupelo, Mississippi.
I wouldn't live in New York.
That you absolutely love that you would never fucking live in. Okay.
Las Vegas.
Oh,
actually, I would live there.
Would you?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
Okay, New York, I love New York. I would never in a million fucking years live there.
New York.
San Francisco, love it.
Never. Well, it depends on how much money
I have. San Francisco's like a ghost town, I feel like.
Portland, love it. Would never fucking live there.
Unless you started doing meth.
I would never in a million fucking years live in Portland, and I absolutely love Portland.
Would you live in Vegas?
No.
I would never live in Vegas, I fucking love Vegas.
No. We are not living in Vegas.
Just tiptoe over to the strip for a quick cocktail.
Look at her. She'd be like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Little raccoon hands.
All right, one last city. Because I could live in London.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love living in London.
I could live in London.
I would never live in Paris.
I could live in Paris.
I wouldn't.
I could live in Paris. Leanne and Georgia and Isla get into a horrific car accident and they all die.
Oh, Paris, there's a language barrier and it smells like shit. And when it rains, it just smells
even
more
like shit.
Dom
said New York, he's like, it smells like a sewer with butts.
Yeah.
A sewer with butts.
When it rains in Paris, it's like everyone's like wet, like cigarette drenched hands come out. And you're just like, ugh.
Okay.
Do you have to
What's
go?
What's one more
I
city?
Have to go.
All right, let's go. Great
thank
podcast,
you,
guys.
Thank you, Bert.